Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
Sure.
Why?
Right. Well, buds, before we were interrupted by those fabulous singing announcements,
yes,
you were talking about
airplane. Airline safety.
Airline safety.
Right?
Frontier Airlines, right?
The fact that anything could happen, that's exactly right. It happened on Frontier Saturday morning.
Somebody tried to open the door.
Flight from Denver to New York, a guy acting strange did, in fact, try to open a door.
There he is.
Fortunately, other passengers were able to stop the guy. Even if they hadn't, to quote a Frontier employee, you need special training to open the door.
Didn't we fly Frontier, Rob? You and I flew backwards, didn't we?
We thought it was so cool that you could sit facing rear. It was almost like a dinner table setup. We got the rear-facing seats. You never realize how fast a plane takes off until you have all of your pounds being pushed against the belt and not the chair. I almost killed myself.
Here's where I'm thrown. Here's where I'm confused by this story. You know, they always say when you're on a flight, if you're, 17 years old or older, whatever the age is, 12,
right.
I don't know. If you're over a certain age, you're qualified, if you're willing, to operate the emergency door.
Yeah, the special aisle with more leg room.
This guy from Frontier is saying you need special training to open the door.
What about the person? Have you ever been on the airplane with someone? When they make that announcement, they say, I can't handle it.
Yeah. I've seen that many times.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I like it because you get a little extra leg room if you're in that aisle, and they come out. And, the training consists of the flight attendants coming by you and saying, did you familiarize yourself with the procedure?
Right.
You say yes.
Push
and
the emergency thing, and the door opens up.
Yeah,
right?
And then you got to, do that little twist thing where you pull it in and you put it down. And you don't, pull it and shove it out.
Special
it's
training.
It's funny you should mention this because Carrie is currently in the air flying back to come home. And they just tried to seat Julia in the exit row on the flight. Julia is 6.
Oh,
they
dear.
Said, do you think she could handle that? And she said, I don't think so. She's 6. And they said, oh, and then back to the computer terminal.
Right.
So right now, as it is Carrie and the two kids are flying, and they're all sitting separate from each other.
Oh, God. All right.
That should be good.
Modern air travel.
Well, as for this nut job on Frontier.
Hold on a second. Julia's 6 and Robert is
4.
4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They
could not swing 3 seats together on this postponed flight.
Very full.
So I'm hoping some good Samaritan up in the air will allow Carrie to sit with the 4.
Well, there are more and more of those, too, for people that fly regularly. I found that to be, more and more good Samaritans that are willingly ready to give up their seat.
Nice people.
You know what? You're going to, that'll happen. If that doesn't happen, I want to know about it, because if it's little kids, that's a lot different then. But people
are
such
asses. I would be okay if Julia, if Carrie, said, okay, here's your book, here's your Game Boy, and, I'm going to be right up here.
Mm-hmm.
Julia's going to be fine, but Robert is another kettle of fish. He's
well,
not
he's also,
okay.
What's he, 4?
He's
a
4.
Little boy.
He is a little boy.
He's 4. He's got to sit next to his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, but no matter where he is, he should keep his seatbelt on at all times.
Somebody will
That's
switch.
That's the rule in our living room.
If they're even moderately competent flight attendants, somebody will get somebody to switch seats with your wife.
You're ignoring the carry factor. We'll see how this plays out.
All right. Yes, we will.
Are you stupid like your mother?
Can't wait to hear. Well, although this crazy guy in the Frontier flight screamed for the rest of the flight, the passengers and the crew, there he is again, they were able to duct tape him to his seat.
Hey!
Also used to restrain him, the extra seat belt the flight attendant uses in her safety demonstration.
He screamed for the whole flight?
Yeah, well, they tried to tape him up as best they could, but you could still hear...
Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
Oh, my God.
The rest of the flight, but at least he was bound to his chair by duct tape and the extra seat belt for demonstration purposes.
You know, we've flown a lot together. What the hell do you think I'd do if we had somebody like that on a flight? I mean, I don't know. I don't freak out.
Would you
out.
Have your usual amount of liquid courage before
yeah,
we got
it? If it was a long flight, I'd probably... Would I be the guy duct taping him?
I'm serious. You probably would punch him.
That would help.
I'd have the support of the plane if it was a guy behaving like that, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
You'd be screaming, box cutter, box cutter.
Oh, no.
It's almost like this. It's almost like that.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller, prank caller.
The guy would be annoying. Mike might just start tooling him. Also, like, box cutter. I saw a box cutter.
And they'd have me removed from the plane, and Don would laugh hysterically.
If there was enough vodka and tonic involved, are you saying that you're not the one who's getting taped up?
No. I'd tape the guy up. I was on a DC-10 one time flying from San Francisco to Hawaii. And I'd had a little layover in San Francisco, and I was, you know, feeling no pain on my way out to Hawaii. Hey, it was a vacation. And the video system, they used to run them on little videotapes.
Right.
It wasn't a DVD. It was like a little videotape. And it crapped out for this DC-10 with capacity all the way out to Hawaii.
Right.
And I actually was so feeling good that I helped the flight attendant try to repair it. And what I did was I took a little napkin and I twisted it onto a straw and I put it into this machine to try to wipe down the tape heads.
That guy's retarded.
And I pulled the straw out and the napkin was still in there.
Oh, no.
The napkin was still in there. I thought, seriously, even in my state of happiness, I reached into that thing so hard that I almost cut my fingers.
Yeah.
Because I knew that I did not want to be the fall guy.
Right.
And by the time I pulled it out, she put the videotape back in. Movie good. Movie fine. Everything working. Very, very lucky. Ooh. Gave me a bottle of wine when I was getting off the plane.
And then you threw up.
And then I threw up. And I didn't see the whales.
It was kind of an interesting terror scare in New Haven, Connecticut late last week. Police got word of a couple of people running around the parking lot at IKEA, leaving a trail of white powder behind them. In the thick of the evening rush hour, police searched frantically for the pair and found them and arrested them. There's apparently a worldwide runners group called the Hash House Harriers. When they run, they leave a trail of flour behind them for other runners to follow. They use flour because it's biodegradable and safe.
You know, there are people that run out in the fields, out in the woods by where I live. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you get in a lot, too, and it's like a Mooney thing because when you're driving down the roads by where I live, you'll see gigantic arrows that have been put on the road.
With flour?
Yeah, with flour.
The Hash House fags. Harriers, they call themselves.
Say fags?
Fags.
The two runners, by the way, now face felony charges.
The Hash House Harriers.
You know what Al Roker said when he saw that?
Oh, loved it. Mark Traub and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, cokehead.
He thought it was coke.
It's flour, Al. For New Yorkers, last month it was flooded subways. Next month it may be a cab driver strike. And for kind of an interesting reason.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go. Well,
you said cab driver.
I did. Many drivers say they'll walk out September 5th if the city goes ahead with its plan to track the driver's every movement with global positioning satellites or GPS. Drivers say this is an invasion of their privacy. But only one of the two driver unions is backing the strike. Even so, more than half the city's cab drivers are ready to walk out. If
Louis De Palma is pissed.
Continuing negotiations.
Everything's going to be all right. Everybody stay right where you are, no matter what the flooding.
Jeff Conaway is very mad. Yeah. Is it Conaway?
Conaway, that's right.
Boy, do I want to sleep with Mary Lou Hammer.
And I know we've discussed this before.
Yeah?
Who was the guy that got written out of the first season? Was there like a tall guy that was married to
Like a normal tall guy looking.
Looked a little like Jim J. Bullock.
Yeah, but a little bit like the other brother from Happy Days, too.
Oh, Chuck.
The one that would come back from school
Chuck.
All the time.
Yes, although he did have a more pronounced role than Chuck on Happy Days. He was really a part of Taxi.
But it was so brief, I don't remember. My father, God rest his soul, his favorite television show was Taxi.
Was it really?
Well, forever.
It's a good show.
Pretty good show. Very good show.
So anyway, about half the city's cab drivers or more are ready to walk out if the continuing negotiations fail. That's where that is.
What a great theme, too.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even have themes now. I guess it's because we're trying to save so much time for commercials and everything. It's now, when you watch, what's a show that still has a theme? Like The Office. It's like, do.
And then it's on.
They have a short version, yeah.
It sucks.
Viagra. Is there anything it can't do? Scientists have now discovered that the little blue pill can not only boost sexual performance, it also boosts a chemical in the brain that makes a man more loving. Scientists call it a cuddle chemical.
Yeah, right.
They also call
Thank you.
They also call that chemical oxytocin, a hormone that promotes love and romance.
How do you make a hormone?
How do you?
Yeah, kicker. That's how.
The oxytocin.
Right in the head.
My body's full of it.
Now, oxytocin's normally released at the conclusion of sex.
Come on. Bob, come on.
Let's cuddle.
How about a hug?
But with Viagra, there's even more of that hormone. Turns out Levitra and Cialis do the same thing.
You know, really? Again, last night, we were watching something male-oriented. Oh, the Steelers game.
Right. Right.
We were watching football, and why are you cupping your breast like that?
Quit it.
Your big mitt.
Oxytocin.
Your man boob.
Cuddling with himself.
I'm fine.
You bet you are.
The Cialis commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I had not seen this particular one. And stop it, Mike. Stop touching yourself. Jesus Christ, faggot.
I'm sorry. This story's got me all hot and bothered.
Sure. So it's the guy.
Sorry. Go ahead. The guy for which commercial?
Cialis. So the guy gets a boner.
Right.
And then he gets a flat tire on the way home.
Okay.
And he's like so bummed out because I guess now he can't get his boner back.
Right.
But fortunately, he takes his boner pill.
Right.
And as we were watching this ad, I had not seen this one before, and I said to Janet, how this emasculates men.
It does.
And I said, and then they're by a big rock quarry.
Uh-huh.
And I said, so what is that like supposed to, am I supposed to get the symbolism that like that's his nut or something? And at one point I said, God damn, at least they're not sitting in bathtubs.
Right.
In the last mm-hmm. shot of the commercial.
They're in bathtubs?
They're like at the Grand Canyon. They're both sitting in their own bathtubs holding hands.
Yeah. It's not right. They're in separate bathtubs.
Guys, okay, if you need this pill, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But these... Hi, Rob, what?
I was going to say, there's another version of the commercial where he takes the pill and changes the tire. He doesn't need a jack.
Odd.
It's just he lifts the car up by the power of his thing.
All right, never mind. Never
mind
what I was going to say. Never mind.
All right.
Just keep touching yourself.
Well, the story's got me all hot and bothered.
Sure.
Mike all right. doesn't need a jacket.
Anybody need any glass etched?
Oh, no.
Viagra's also been...
Mike was intimating that he could cut glass with his rock-hard
That's
nipples.
That's what I thought he meant.
Thank you.
Viagra's also been shown to fight heart attack, jet lag, and premature birth, and to promote healthier babies and relieve pain in the hips.
Those commercials make you look like less than a man.
That's because the way they do them. I believe the commercials seem to be directed at a woman.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
In more and more places, it's...
And after I bang you with my Cialis, we'll sit in our matching old-style, mm-hmm. ye-old bathtubs.
Yeah, what guy would like that?
And
no. We're running. Where's the remote?
Tubs with you know? Blood feet.
Right. How about this? You know what? You see that at the after scene is a guy sitting with the remote in his hand, the right. glow of the television, and he's got like a bowl of ice cream on his stomach.
That's more real.
That is a wonderful picture, Mike.
And the woman is crying.
And how about this? Cialis. After we have sex, wake me and feed me a cherry pie.
Perfect, like a normal guy.
With my four-hour boner.
Hey, priapism.
Priapism, Jack.
Hey.
Another Graceland product. Mm-hmm. Elvis Cialis.
In more and more places, it's becoming illegal to smoke inside a car where children are present. They're the kids now.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hello?
Arkansas led the way on this, believe it or not, worldwide. Now states and cities and towns around the world have adopted similar bans, with more on the way. Connecticut and Utah have so far voted no on banning smoking inside a car with kids. The original bill was sponsored by a former chain smoker.
Mm-hmm. Are you playing with your feet?
No, I just was looking at my feet. I got a blister. But I wasn't playing with the feet.
Did you notice Joe's not wearing shoes? And the reason Joe's not wearing shoes again today is that his cat keeps peeing on his sandals.
Yeah, and the smell is unbearable back there.
It is.
For John and Joe.
Yeah, you know, he claims it's his cat.
Mm-hmm. More for Joe.
Finally, at Big Fan Campground in Oregon, they've been aware of the Peeping Tom for quite some time. They certainly remember him from last year.
Peeping Tom Gavin.
There he is. He likes to watch women use the outdoor latrine along Service Road 63.
That's you what, know.
That's what they knew.
Watch it.
So now, 63-year-old Richard Berkey of Beaverton has been arrested for public indecency.
Berkey rhymes with jerky.
And to make sure he didn't get away this time, vigilante campers tied him to a tree until sheriff's deputies could get there.
In Beaverton.
And a 43-year-old man was caught with some porn he'd stolen at a shopping center in Australia. Security caught up with the man in the handicapped stall of the men's room. Quoting one officer, "We can only guess what he was doing in there."
Well, and then I sat and really worked it.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
No. We gotta fly. See you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Hey, Little Brains on the show, we got to do our fantasy draft this week.
Oh, that's right. When are we going to do it?
As soon as you buy the magazines.
Magazine.
I move Thursday.
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 Thursday. Thursday. Sure.
Thursday it is.
Hey, we got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, head.
Excuse me, stewardess. I think I can fix the VCR.
Okay, Thursday, I got to buy tomato juice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Attaboy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.